Yeah. Slitio Ngawa. Shut the fuck up. Let's get to it. What a world. How you feeling? How you living? It's your main man, Torian Terrell, a.k.a. Mr. Preppy Boy. And we're back. And I'm in the building with my brother, Duke.
Yo.
And my little sis, Toria.
Hi.
A.k.a. Peachy T93. And this is Preppy Boys World, the podcast. We took a week off. As y'all know, I was doing my thing with my old radio crew. We was doing a reunion show last week. It was dope. If y'all missed it, just go on to intellectualradio.com and check it out. It was a Stone Cold Groove.
Yeah.
And we talked crazy stuff, and we did crazier stuff afterwards. But anyway, how y'all feeling on this beautiful Saturday?
It's fall season.
Yes, it is cold.
It is very cold.
But I love it. I love it. This my weather.
I had the window down last night.
Weather.
You guys, you didn't get sick?
I had an icicle on my foot.
Why? Why?
It's cold.
Is that a fetish?
Icicle fetishes.
No.
It wasn't that cold. You know what? I slipped and had the air on because it was warm. It was warm yesterday morning, and then I left it on thinking that it was going to be warm later. I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, the temperature dropped like 30 degrees.
But this Chicago, it's expected. It's expected.
True.
Toria, what's going on, mama?
I'm cold.
Toria is sick. Toria is always something. She's sick. She angry. She farting.
So
she got ugly feet.
If I sound like a stuffed balloon, y'all know why. I'm gonna stick out.
Stop snorting that cocaine.
The show must go on.
Cocaine might help her.
Duke, man. How was your week? You know what? It's like we ain't seen Duke like in 50 years.
No, I haven't.
Punk head.
What did I do last week?
You take a trip to Africa?
I got injured last week.
Yay! Oh, wait, no. You cut your hair. Duke cut his hair.
Yes, the poof is gone.
He cut that man bun. Now he look his age now.
The poof.
He ain't 40 looking like he 12.
Yeah, I cut my hair. Big deal.
Now he look like a studious young man.
That's all
educated. If y'all see this look.
We also
have a little guest host up here with us. We have Duke's daughter up in here. Hey, little mama.
Say something.
She's like, get that out of my face. I ain't ready for this.
I'm meeting new
people.
She's busy right now. But yes, y'all, this is Preppy Boys World, the podcast. And, we got some good, interesting topics and stories and flip-flop flubities for y'all today. Y'all want to get into it? Are you ready? What's wrong with you? You got a fart? You got a burp? You got a sneeze? What's wrong? Laugh! Let it out! Tori was like, what's wrong?
Okay, so...
You pooed it? What you do?
I think it's time for a little baby to exit stage left.
Yeah. We totally forget.
Yeah. That's what I was like.
You know what? We're gonna keep it very little Einstein like. You know what I'm saying? She ain't even thinking
about anything over here.
Look, precious.
See? Nothing.
I got $100 for you. You look like you're hiding. All right, y'all, let's get into it, y'all. So, I have a question.
Yes, what's your question?
Why, this is for everybody, why do men and women cheat? Why do they do it? Why do we do this?
Okay, so I think y'all should answer the men. I want you to answer the men, and let's
make this interesting. I want you to answer why men cheat, and me and Duke will answer why women cheat.
Easy.
You know what I'm saying?
Easy.
I really don't understand why men cheat when they have.
You know, I read something that men was actually more loyal than women were.
We are.
I can't remember where I read it. This is probably like a month ago. I read something. It was on Facebook, but you know what I'm saying? I do read some of this stuff, and it was just saying that know, men are more loyal than some women. I didn't ask the question as to why, because I feel like I'm a loyal dude.
Oh, I know.
Oh, well, go ahead.
I feel like men cheat because of ego. I feel like they just always need that extra edge to feel like they still got it. Or that they just need to be that on point. Like, yeah, I'm the shit, I'm on point. I can get any woman I want and all this other bullshit. Because, I mean, come on, since the 50s, you have these men that have the perfect wife at home, you know, all wholesome and everything that he ever wanted. Yet he still finds time to sneak out and do what he does. Why? When you already have it all at home.
I'll give you the ego part. That part is kind of true. Because you do, I mean, men do need to see if we can still dance out there.
Yeah.
So, I'm not
yeah, but you don't have to actually do the tango. You can just see somebody from across the room like, hey, okay.
That is
true. You don't have to join in, you know.
That is true. But.
The hate the painting.
The horizontal polka.
I can't speak for those who do cheat.
Right.
Never cheated in my life. So.
Oh, my God.
So there's that. But yeah, as far as women goes, you guys cheat all the time.
Yeah,
you're great at it.
Y'all can cheat with each other.
Yeah, that's the other one. Yeah. That's
you know. Right there. Will you really be mad if you found out that your girl was sleeping with another girl? I mean,
well, if I can't join, hell yeah.
Exactly. You'll be more pissed off at the fact that you can't join, that you wasn't involved. Not the actual act of her being with
that's when the ego kicks in, because it's like, damn, she left me for a woman. Now, I mean, I wasn't taking care of home. I mean, I wasn't doing nothing right.
Oh, yeah, that is.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that messed my ego up.
What
I messed up everything. Like,
wrong?
You know, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, well, I wasn't eating it right. what was I doing wrong? You know, that she can do so much better.
Finger coordination wasn't really working.
She don't have what I have, the equipment, so
She got a.
She can buy the equipment.
I was about to say.
Yeah. She can buy the equipment.
She got a strap on something a bit more advanced.
You know, that's. I guess.
Yeah. I feel like women cheat because it could also be an ego thing for a woman. It could also be. I feel like 80% of the time it's revenge and payback.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you think you could just run around and do whatever you want to do? Okay, I can do it too.
Ain't nothing like a woman scorn.
But yes. Here's the thing with women, though, when they cheat. They don't just cheat just to cheat. They cheat emotionally.
Yes. Right. That's the
worst.
I was going to get to that, worst too. Of. Whatever she feels like she's lacking or that you're lacking in a relationship, she's going to go and find it somewhere else. If she feels emotionally detached from you,
and
that's when you should be fucking scared.
Yeah.
That's when the gloves are off and you are in major trouble and everything goes.
Yeah.
She's out here.
Complete savage. This is
almost grand. The one thing she never did with you. Doing anal on a roller coaster.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you ain't never done that with me.
All right, we never did anal on a roller coaster.
Yeah. That would completely mess me up. But... My other question with that is, who does it better, though? Men or women? Who cheats better, men or women? I'm going to say women because, like I said, y'all got the straight poker face. Some of y'all got poker faces. But some of y'all just don't give a fuck.
It's twofold why women cheat better. Is because two reasons. One, because most men, and I say most, not all, most men aren't going to reveal to the other man that they're sleeping with their girlfriend or wife.
Right.
If they know each other.
On top of that, females are a little bit more aware of how to cheat. They're not gonna veer away from their like routine. Because girls are very routine-ish.
Yes.
Like they like a routine.
We are.
If they veer away from their routine, then men automatically know, okay, something is not right. So they have to lock in that lie. And keep that routine going. Like, yeah, I'm at work. Little does he know, she called off. You know what I'm saying?
She helped with Antoine and Pooh.
Yeah, she called off to go to that roller coaster. So yeah, but men are like, fuck it. The spur of the moment, I'll make up a lie later type thing, you know?
And you know what? I also feel like when a woman when a woman cheats, it's, they're better at hiding it, but you don't find out until, like, probably months or probably even years later that it happened. Cause it was, like, a small little slip-up.
Now what they call
but
it.
But I feel like, because I feel like with a man, it happens so often. And even when they're caught cheating, they go through, like, a little six-month phase where it's like, okay, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I need to see a change in you. What the hell are you doing? And that's when he starts stepping up. And then, like, probably 6 months later, he's back out doing it again. Like, he just doesn't learn his lesson. So
I don't think that he learned his lesson.
Because he got caught.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, but if you get caught and you continue to do it over and over again, you get caught over and over again, I mean...
You're bad at it.
Not only are you bad at it, but at this point, it's just like, you're just...
They got handbooks for this stuff, but, yeah. You know,
don't be a dummy about it. I mean,
just, don't do it in the first place.
Don't do it in the first place, but don't keep doing it over and over again. Because by now, all your little tricks and all your little, like, secrets and all that, it's already revealed.
Why don't people just go to each other and say, hey, this isn't working, or you need to do this better, or you need to pay attention to this? Why people can't just have a conversation first?
Because I feel like it works for them. Because why would you let go of this solid thing that's always been there?
Have your cake and eat it too.
And, you know, go out and possibly start all over again. Or, you know, pretty much start from scratch. You know, you don't want to lose... You don't want to lose your cake. You don't want to lose your fucking... I don't know. Your house. You want to have, like, a little outhouse or a little freaking... I don't know.
If they're taking care of you... And if they're taking care of you financially and this other one over here taking care of you... Physically, yes. You want your cake and eat it too. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't finna mess up getting money, getting an allowance from this woman. You know what I'm saying? While I'm over here getting booty.
I was talking about before all of that takes place, before you get into a whole nother situation with another person, whether it's male or female, you know, you should be able to talk to your spouse or whoever and say, hey, this part of our relationship is dying or lacking or something before people
that's
start
cheating.
Are kids in this? Are kids involved? Because if kids are involved, that's sometimes...
If kids are involved, that conversation needs to take place also.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Because if you got kids...
Everything needs to take place. Right. You two are combined together. You know what I'm saying? Especially right. if you're married. If your boyfriend and girlfriend, you might could slack off here and there, but if you're married, like, yeah, you should be able to talk to each other, you should be able to communicate like about everything. Like there should be nothing that you can't touch on. Like that's what I hate about when people want to talk about or don't want to talk about religion or politics or whatever. They say, no, that's something you don't talk. Why not? Like people are too afraid to talk.
Right.
That shit irritates me. But
I feel like it comes with as far as the whole cheating thing and actually talking about it, I don't know why. And it could be some women too, but I don't know why, from my perspective, men are so scared of labels. So I feel like that's so true as far as like, okay, yeah, we hang out every day. We call, text, and we go out every weekend. And, you know, I come over there, you come over here. We chilling for like months on end. And ain't got the nerve to get offended when she's feeling like y'all in a relationship when y'all doing relationship stuff.
But you have to have that conversation.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Because that conversation wasn't had, it's like, well...
You can't assume.
You can't really... Like, yeah, but you also can't blame her for assuming that you guys are a relationship.
Right. You can't. Y'all didn't have the conversation. You have to have the conversation. And say, hey, are we a couple? Are we a thing?
That's just like y'all two moving in together and y'all playing house and playing husband and wife. But he's saying, nah, we ain't... This ain't what I want. Like,
why did y'all move in?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, that lack of communication or that lack of understanding. You need to have this conversation before you guys go and get involved in this way. And because things are going in a certain direction, don't automatically assume that, you know, that's what it is.
Right.
I feel like, ladies, we kind of need to break it down and just because y'all could be kind of, you know, y'all could be kind of late catching up. So that's when I feel like us ladies really have to sit down. It's like, okay, what are we doing? What is this? Are we getting to know each other? Are we actually dating? Are we exclusive? But if he throws in that whole, I don't know, let's just see where it goes kind of thing. But is that I feel like that's the first red flag. That's what I said. Let's just see where it goes.
Do they still talk like that, though? Is having the title that important anymore? You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, that's my boo or whatever. I find a lot of people that. Yeah, it's complicated. I find a lot of people don't. They just say, yo, that's just my homie. That's my boo thing or whatever.
That's because people in a land of social media, people are afraid to look like a fool.
Right.
So the title thing is like, okay, if I get into a relationship and we're boyfriend, girlfriend, then who's to know 5 minutes later once you announce the union, it's like, okay, you know I smashed her last night, right? Or vice versa, like, you know your man, was texting me yesterday and all this other stuff. So it's like nobody wants to jump down that rabbit hole. Yeah, they don't want to go through that embarrassment and make you look like a fool or whatever. And it's just sad because that's what we have right now.
I feel like it's I don't know. I don't see the complication. I feel like it could be so simple. You just sit down and have a conversation of like, okay, this is what it is. This is what we're doing.
It is.
And it can't be no 6 months of, or even 3 months at that, of y'all in each other's face every freaking day. And he's still trying to decide, okay, well, let's just see where it goes. Or, you know, I'm just having fun right now, going with the flow. It's like, okay, well.
Everything is convenience.
You know, no.
True.
Everything is convenience.
Like, I'm here too. And this is from a man and woman. Like, I'm here too. I have emotions, you know, and I don't want to waste my time if this isn't, you know, what it's going to be or if this isn't going to go anywhere.
Like Deuce said, it just all steps down to having the conversation from the get-go. Once you talk and say, hey, this is my plan. I want to be wifed up. I want to be a husband or whatever. Everybody be like, okay, that's what you want. Really early in the stage, I'm not looking for that. I just want to have some companionship or whatever. I was talking to a young lady a few months ago, and I remember this. She was telling me that she didn't want to get married. I'm like, why you want to get married? It's not the American dream when you want to get married, but she's like, I've been living with my boyfriend for 10 years already. I'm like, so we basically married anyway, but I'd rather have that convenience of, you know, if I'm ready for him to get out, leave. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm like, it's convenience for everybody. You know, it's convenient. Don't nobody want to fall in love. Don't nobody want to be married like that. It's a handful of everybody that wants
trash.
You know what I'm saying?
That shit is so
trash. No one wants to do the work anymore. Relationships are not all about the honeymoon phase. It's about what happens after that honeymoon phase.
That's crazy.
The building of friendship before. I mean, that, I don't know.
It is. It's crazy. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, with doing all that and you going through all that, you start getting into fetishes. You start doing weird stuff. You start getting into weird stuff. You know what I'm saying? You start picking boogers and say, hey, can I pick your nose? Oh, yeah. Then pick your toe jam and Earl. You know what I'm saying? You get into all that. So, what is she saying? wait, what are you looking at, Tori? Yeah. She got a whole bunch of fetishes.
There's a list of fetishes.
It's a list of fetishes that she is looking at.
Some of those are like, what?
Wait.
Like, you gotta look at the definition.
I don't
know. Like, scatting.
Scatting is disgusting.
What is, huh?
That's
they got an ugly bastard. They got.
What is an ugly bastard?
Fat.
Say it.
It's fat old fuckers fucking up. Our 2D women. What?
2D?
Yeah, look at
this. Well, okay, keep in mind, guys, these are the hentai fetishes.
Hey, man, this is some weird stuff.
This is like that
2D. So it's like fat people on
TV. Basically, ugly bastards. Ugly bastards.
Wow.
You ugly bastards.
Like, y'all know the typical fetishes, the gang bangs.
Yeah, I like that.
That's crazy.
You like gang bangs?
So, yeah, all this joint.
No, we don't do the
game bangs. That's what you said. You said you liked it. Did you say that?
I was talking about, as soon as I said,
I like that game. Yeah. Hey, people, I'm saying it's just jokes. We're having fun.
Inflation, lactation.
Monster what girl.
Lactation is gross.
I can't find you.
Like two, it's not gross as in, you know.
Is that two girls in one cup? What is that?
Nah, oh, lactation okay. is when the girl like milks.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
During sex. That's like, that's stupid. That's it's stupid. Not, I won't say it's gross, but it's that's during stupid. Sex, it's like, what the fuck?
Like, so, guys, inflation is when a chick's stomach or boobs get bigger because of magic or because of pump overload.
Magic.
Oh, so that's what, yeah, that's what inflation. So if it's like, if he is a big, if he's like a huge shooter kind of thing, inflation and you get filled up, like, okay, shut up, guys.
He's a huge shooter.
He's a huge shooter and you get full and you kind of just like squirt it out. That's like inflation. When you kind of like push out all of his juices.
The Japanese cartoons are like,
yeah,
super exaggerated.
Inflation.
You ever see the bus ones that they do, the Japanese people?
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. That'd be oh hilarious. God. I know it was one I saw. If a guy or female is holding a pole on the train or whatever, yeah. and somebody grabs your hand, I mean, you want to get down right there.
What?
Yeah, I said, let me go to Japan. Nah. Looking around.
It's going to be a dude.
I know.
Named Wang Wang.
Looking at me going.
Ni hao. Guys, I had no idea that plot was considered a fetish.
What's a plot?
So plot is when a porn actually has a legit story and it has a plot.
Yeah, I'm down
I
with
that one.
I
didn't know that was a fetish. What? I just thought you watch a movie that has a bunch of like scenes in it, like I don't know, Jason's Lyric or something.
That's what makes some porns good though.
Yeah, them taboo stories and everything.
Yeah,
yeah, I
like really
those.
Into
yeah.
it, and then on top of that, you get story and you get to get off. Like, you know, it's kind of
the ones with the because black people they just go out get out there and just
fuck.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, I'm here for plumbing, drops pants, and just
like your boy, who was talking about, what's his name?
Wesley
Price. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Do that. Spit so, right there. Speaking yeah. of spit. Yo,
oh, yeah.
This is another fetish.
I just got a crazy Facebook timeline, man. And that conversation had popped up.
What was the conversation, bro?
It was a post. Like, do you know... Would you spit in somebody's mouth during sex or have somebody spit in your mouth during sex? Yeah, like, what is it to you? Like, it was just one of those type posts.
You know what? You gotta be just hella nasty in that moment. It's a moment thing. Like,
yeah,
you know, if we just the there and just nasty just come out. Excuse
the
me.
The conversation went kind of left later on. Like, don't you know how you look on posts to see comments, to see what everybody talking? Okay, so my little comment was, you know, I had a comment. I posted mine wasn't that bad. You know, like, I did it to a few females before. But they asked, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because they got in the mood.
They gave you consent.
Not just
randomly, you guys just voted. You're just like, all right.
Yeah. But it's not like you hawk spit. It's not like you being disrespectful. Like, it's not like that. It's weird. I can't even describe it because imagine it spit, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of disrespectful in a way. Like, the girl wants to be disrespectful. But anyway, so we got to talking about the post went to another direction. Like, okay, so do you kiss your girl after she gives you head? And vice versa. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, yeah, that's not, you know what I'm saying? That's not abnormal. Yeah, that's
right.
That's you, right?
You.
So then the girl was like, so then one guy was like, he was like, nah, because, you know, if he comes in her mouth, then, you know, he's not kissing her, right?
Right.
I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense. I'm not doing that either. That's a,
right.
You got a whole mouthful.
Yeah, even though it's me. But no.
You got a whole mouthful, shorty, I'm good. So one dude was like, y'all not real men. Y'all not kissing your girl after you come in her mouth? I'm just like, huh?
Okay, well, there's a difference. Like, you could come and she swallows or spits or whatever and then kisses you with the taste still
he's,
in her mouth.
No, he's talking
but
about...
But if you just have a mouthful of cum
yeah.
and you just, like, kind of transfer it...
That's what he was talking about.
Oh, okay.
That's what he was talking about. Yeah. He said a mouthful and he's kissing her. I said, hey, yo, my man. I don't know whose man's this is, but
whose man's is this?
You do not what speak to me, my brother.
But what if you do anal and then you put them out, then she want to kiss you right after that? That's
if it's her, then you know.
Kiss her. You just been in it.
Yeah, I know, right?
Or if she eats your ass and she still want to kiss you, and that's our let's talk
about that right quick. Like, that's the new thing now? Rimming guys getting rimmed.
Rim job.
Yeah, I ain't gonna front. I don't mind. You know what I'm saying? Just don't put me in the opposition where my leg is behind my head or something like that.
No. Just don't put nothing in me.
Right. That's just it. Yeah.
So what's the point of a rim drop then if you're not?
Like it's a rim. Rim is literally the outside. Right. Like a basketball rim. It's not like the outside.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. You don't do anything on the inside.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Inside job.
But she's not like it's like a little tea. It's like,
yeah, that's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And that's it. Some girls are a little aggressive.
Yeah.
You gotta say, hey, back up. Or you gotta tighten your cheeks. Like, hey.
You're like, come on.
Just spread eagle.
Fall back, shorty.
Yeah.
Fall back. That's
like, that's a different kind of commitment to
it, man.
It's so far. It's a lot going on back there.
It could be.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Back there. Oh my
especially goodness. If you don't have, especially if you're not, you know, if you're not, what's the word I'm looking for? Neat?
Yeah.
Back there?
Yeah, if you ain't cleaning or nothing.
Or if you had, like, constipation or diarrhea, like 3 hours.
What was it called when the cut, when strain,
do
you strain, and it comes out, your intestines come out the butthole, what you call it? You're straining.
A colon?
No.
Bleaching?
A hernia? Hernia, yeah.
Hernia. That's gross.
Yeah. That's bamboo.
I had a nursing friend. She said that comes from...
straining?
No, from too much anal. She said she had a patient who was older, like in her 70s.
Ooh,
and had that shit. Her shit was on the outside. And she had
the donut?
Yeah. Ooh. It was terrible. I was just like, ugh, old people are nasty. What was you doing in the 40s?
Right. She probably was doing worse than that.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm calm now. I just do it up the butt now. That's just how I'm good.
What was you doing? She must live on a farm somewhere.
Oh, in the wilderness.
Yeah.
Animalistic.
If you're still getting it like that, it's for real. Old, then my goodness.
That's crazy.
Yeah, yes. That's.
Do it.
That
goes to show you sex does not get old.
No, but no. You know what? I ain't gonna front. I'm curious as when I get old, like, how will I be doing it? Like, will I be doing it like I do it now? Or will I do it enough? I don't know. Like,
will I do it like I do it now?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I know, but I'm saying, what's different, yo?
You probably gonna be laying down a lot more. It might be a lot shorter.
You know what I'm saying?
I can imagine the time frame gonna be a little short on that window right there.
Like, woo, 2 minutes. I went longer than last time. Like, you like when I pull that wig off your head, guy?
I need peanuts.
Where my mouth balls at? Give me my mouth ball.
Peanuts and raisins.
Prunes. Give me my prunes.
Need my peanuts.
No, but that's crazy, man. What else has been happening? Kevin Hart, Cat Williams, Tiffany Haddish.
Yeah.
Like,
yo, Cat Williams is funny, man.
Yeah, he's funny. Yeah, but he is very, very. You don't know what he's gonna do or say next. You don't know how he's gonna respond.
It's too free. I'm gonna say too free because that should be a thing. You should be able to state your opinion,
right?
And that be it. You know what I'm saying? That be your opinion. I don't know why him and Kevin Hart. I guess it's because Kevin Hart is
he took his spot
at his peak right now. Yeah,
I think he took his spot when Cat Williams was hot. Cat Williams screwed himself over, and Kevin Hart came in through the trenches and took over.
But did he screw himself? At what point did Cat Williams say, okay, I'm gonna fuck my life up?
Well, he probably didn't, but he was going to jail a lot. He was going to jail a lot and missing a lot of movie stuff, like, you know, going to the showing and the previews of the movies and stuff like that.
Well, why does that stop your career?
Easy, because like, Hollywood looks at you like Kevin Hart said, he's a liability now. Like, we paid $50,000 for you to be here. You cost us money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to keep putting money behind somebody that's going to keep being a liability. being a liability to my company, you know?
But my thing is, rappers go to jail, they come out, and are successful. Not all of them, some of them. Right. As long as they're not gone for, you know, like five.
Well, I think that's different because they know that sells music. You know, you going to jail as an actor probably make your clout a little bit better. Depending
but I'm not
on
talking
actor.
Acting. I'm talking comedy. These are comedians.
They like stand rappers. Up.
They don't need Hollywood.
Right.
Hollywood needs them. Let's just be 100%. You know, Kevin Hart started getting movies because of his stand-up.
Right.
Stand-up did great.
Yeah.
They say, okay, well, let's bring him on and do a movie. You know what I'm saying? It's same with Cat Williams. Well, whereas Cat Williams had that one, he had what, Friday After Next?
Yeah, that broke him out.
Yeah, but after that, he had a good special. And after the special, you know, he started, everything with him started going up.
Yeah, it's Pimp Chronicles.
Yeah, so.
Mr. Dave left for a whole, how many years?
He was gone for.
At
least 7 or 8 years.
Yeah, something like that in Africa. He actually didn't go to Africa, so that's crazy.
And then he came back.
And Netflix gave him.
Got it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But I think because he left on such a high note, he did the Michael Jordan thing. He was so high when he left. Mm-hmm. And he left a lot of money on the table. And then when they saw he come back, they said, oh man, he got a lot to say. He got a lot to say now. So, like, yo, Netflix said, yo, let's get up on that. You know? That's what I think that is now. If that was happening to Cat Williams, he did disappear for a good 5 years. And then, you know, after all things he's been through, he'd come back. He'll be back on top again, I believe.
I don't think he really
cares.
Nah, it's not that. I just think that his comedy may need to step up a little bit as far as his stand-ups. Like, when he acts, when he's in TV shows or when he's on, like, a movie, he's always funny. Like, I've never seen him not funny in a movie. But I also never seen him be the headliner in a movie. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that might, or even second fiddle in a movie. He's usually like the fourth, you know what
funniest
I'm saying?
Person, yeah.
Yeah. Not funniest, but the fourth person to be like a big name on there.
Right.
But I don't know, man. I just think it's a lane for everybody as far as comedy goes. Movies, you might have to wait your turn, or maybe you might be good at a movie and somebody else may be good at another one during the same year. Like, it's not that serious.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but I just think Cat, you know what I'm saying, like you say, he's too real and everything. But, you know, I calling out Rail and Hannibal Buress and all them cats that, like,
they put in work, man.
Yeah, they put in work, you know what I'm saying? And I agree with Kevin Hart said that when you're talking about, you know, another sister that's on the up, you know, that's the problem. Like, we want to uplift our queens. We want them to be great, you know what I'm saying, as well as us. You know what I'm saying? It shouldn't take, you know, a white person to say, hey, don't do that, and everybody listen. They'll listen to us a lot more if we're saying it. And I love the fact that Kevin stood up for a black woman. You know, you don't see that too often in comedy or in hip hop. Too heavy.
Him and Tiffany Haddish already.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. My man was like, I'm the big brother, and you're not gonna kick my sister's ball into the other yard. You know, you're not gonna bully my little sis. You know what I'm saying?
I think they both were saying the same thing.
Mm.
They just were using different avenues of talking about the same thing.
Like, there's a communication.
Yeah, like Cat Williams was saying Tiffany Haddish, you know, he was being disrespectful, saying
he was fucking white
talking
man.
About a white man. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was disrespectful. But at the the same time, he was saying, like, all these other female comedians that they passed up on and things like that. And then he was, and then Kevin Hart was basically bigging up Tiffany Haddish. But what I'm saying is that, once again, it's room for everybody.
Right.
Paul Mooney made a post on Twitter, and he was saying that, I don't know if you guys are familiar with Paul Mooney.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Dave Chappelle and all that. Yeah.
Yeah, but he was, but he made a post saying that all of the big name comedians need to get together and create their own platform. So that way, you know, everybody could be on an even playing field.
Mm-hmm.
And it not be the white man saying, oh, this guy's funny. We're going to make him funny for the next 10 years.
Right.
This guy's funny. We're going to, you know, make him funny for the next 10 years. Like, they don't have to do that. You can just make your own platform and everybody can be funny.
Relevant.
Yeah. Everybody can be funny. So.
True.
I don't know, man. That sounds like a good idea, but I hope these two, you know,
they will.
Get it together.
They will.
Imagine both of them in a movie together.
They're going to have to be Friday. When they finally make that Friday, they will. You know what I'm saying? It's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? All BS don't last forever. I don't believe. Some other BS happened. This is probably some weeks, but we was busy doing our thing, and I want to say something on it. The Australian pitcher. First, I want to big up, what's the young lady's name that won against Serena?
Man.
I forgot her name.
Yes.
And I want to big up her and even big up Serena for being professional.
Yes.
But the thing that kind of pissed me off was the fact that they fined her for going off on that guy that was standing up there. They fined her $15,000 or something like that. But, you know, John McEnroe out here back in the 80s and 70s cussing out everybody, and y'all fined him a lot less.
Yes.
I don't know, because the money or whatever, but y'all basically finding her for telling him that she's not a cheater.
It took that the dude you talking about, he used to throw rackets, break rackets.
Right.
He used to, and they wouldn't say anything. They wouldn't penalize him. They wouldn't take away a point or nothing.
Nothing. And, those ain't yours, baby. But, they wouldn't say nothing. And John McEnroe is behind Serena for that. And I think it's bogus how they portray Serena as this galoot in Australia. In Australia, they drew a picture of her like this big old She-Hulk black woman,
yeah,
just being angry and everything.
Yeah.
And that kind of pissed me off. Like, that's what y'all think of our queens. Now, don't forget, some of y'all Australians out there are just as black as us. You know what I'm saying? Y'all Aborigines out there. You know what I'm saying? Y'all disrespecting.
I mean,
No, go ahead.
They're doing it because, I mean, obviously, come on, they're doing it because she's black. And
right.
Also, it's the fact that they do their annual drug test where they come to the home and they do drug tests. But Serena has to do it 3-4 times more.
Right, because she's swollen.
3-4 times a month.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That they go to her house and, like, drug test her only because of the color of her skin. I mean, come on, let's call it spade spade.
And also because she's so damn
juicy.
Genetic. Yeah, she's so damn juicy. You're like, that is not real.
Yeah.
Or it's like, that's inappropriate.
Or made her change her clothes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
y'all try everything to make, like...
That is a strong woman.
Yeah. It is.
And she's been doing this for years.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure by now she knows all the ins and outs. She knows all the little tips and tricks and, you know, all the other stuff. But she doesn't need it, you know? Like,
no.
She doesn't need all this extra flack because she is...
She ain't got enough flack.
She's an athlete. She's a champion.
She's
know?
A mom.
Yes.
She has just got enough flack because she didn't marry a black guy. She got enough flack. She got enough flack for that.
Yeah.
A lot of people are like, upset about that. I don't know why. You know what I'm saying? She didn't marry a black guy. She didn't marry Common. Everybody wanted her to marry Common. And Common was like, I thought she was going to marry me too. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, it didn't happen.
We have to show more support. We have to show more
right.
support.
You know what I'm saying?
And all this calling Serena a man and saying she looked like
right.
a man and that she married a white woman and all this.
So,
she is representing us. Show her some respect. And I understand
it.
The comedy, but I think sometimes, I believe that one thing you cannot touch is comedy. As far as, like, the whole political or getting sensitive, but we take it way too far sometimes.
Yeah.
I feel like, come on now. Like, I get it, but we're kind of overdoing it now. the Miss Arena. It's kind of like it's kind of like old news now.
You got anything to say, Mama? You want to say something? You want to say something? Yeah. Say, give me that microphone now. Yeah. All right, but yeah. So, yeah, Serena, big ups to you for that. And, you know, we appreciate you, sister, for that. Yes. And what was the young lady's name? I keep forgetting her name. I know, it's like Oscar.
She's her mother, though.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, I know, right? Man.
I would have put a baby in that one, too. Yeah.
Hey, dude. Yeah, man. She, her mom is nice. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that's a little too to everybody that's doing something positive out there. Not letting nobody discourage you from doing that. You know what I'm saying? Uh-oh, she found a way. She found a way. What else? What else was out there that we didn't get a chance to talk about? It was so much stuff, you know.
Eminem, MGK.
We talked about that, but we didn't elaborate too heavy on it. Deadshot, what's his name? Eminem.
Killshot.
Yeah, Killshot.
You know, Bizarre from D12.
That is horrible. That is horrible. Bizarre. I think you're funny, brother.
That song was so terrible.
I didn't know what he was talking about. You said you wanted a pill, remember last week?
Oh my God.
It's not a cocaine.
Yo, what's wrong with this dude?
Like, I don't know, like some guys, like, I don't want, like, Eminem should be like, listen, I don't want you to battle rap nobody for me. Let Royce or Crooked Eye or somebody, yeah, or Joel Ortiz,
not
or
you, fam.
Maybe Obi Trice. Don't you say nothing. Don't say nothing.
You clearly are not touring. You haven't wrote in forever. And you wasn't good to begin with.
You know,
please,
what I'm saying?
Leave it alone.
And just because we're talking about it, I'm going to let y'all hear.
The chorus is terrible.
It is, man.
I was like, yo. As soon as I heard it, I was like, man, I'm not going to listen to this. But
in the meantime, guys, I'm sorry to cut y'all off.
No, it's all good.
Young lady's name is Naomi Osaka.
Naomi Osaka.
I kept wanting to say
congratulations to you.
Yes.
Orion for some reason.
I knew it was Osaka or something. I knew it had something to do with Japan.
It had an O in it. I was like, oh, something. What?
Yeah, she's a beautiful, she's another beautiful queen. Yep. Let's go.
Everybody, get your fuck up.
Hey. Wait, let me go. Yo, I'm sorry, Bizarre. That you could have kept that. I think you probably putting more harm on the whole thing. But real talk, I would love for Joe Budden to go ahead and respond. I love the fact that he's not responding, but I would love for him to just respond and make this an athletic type of thing, like a sport. Let's go back and forth. This is what hip hop is. Let's go back and forth. Machine Gun Kelly. It was nice. You know what I'm saying? He had some bars and everything. But what was funny to me is all the white rappers out. You know what I'm saying? You got Machine Gun Kelly against Eminem and Yellow Wolf. Yellow Wolf had a diss.
So the crazy thing is that the diss itself between MGK and Eminem isn't even the most important part.
No.
Eminem accusing Diddy of killing or having Tupac killed.
Oh, wow.
He said a line in a Kill Shot where he was like, MGK, you're afraid to admit it. Like, Diddy won't admit that he got Tupac hit. Or
yeah, I heard that.
Something to that effect, basically. And then at the end of the rap, he was like, you know, I was just playing with you, Diddy. You know I love you. But
I think Diddy responds.
Yeah, Diddy Puff was like, yo, I gotta holler at you.
Yo, that ain't cool, man.
Yeah, like you just incriminated me.
You know what I'm saying?
But I've heard rumors. I've heard those rumors before. When they tried to take when they wanted Tupac's chain when he got shot at the studio the first time. I heard that was Puff. And then when they killed him, they wanted, like, Puff was paying people to take his chain. Like, I want his chain.
The world would never know but him and God. There's only two men in the world. Tupac, God. It probably should, too. Yeah, speaking of Shug, he got 28 years.
I was about to say, Shug finna do some time.
Yeah, he got 28 years. Somebody said, you should have been in the videos dancing. You should have been acting the fool. You know what I'm saying? Hey. Yo, and all this stemmed from him just running over a person. You know, hey Duke, I'm about to play your favorite song though.
You know, in the old days, they couldn't say the shit they wanted to say.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
We can tell niggas today, hey, I want to come, motherfucker.
You know,
I don't like
such
this.
Such a fucking hoe.
I love
it. What? You don't like such a fucking hoe?
I don't like none of that.
You don't like none of that?
Mm-hmm. You're such a fucking hoe. Yeah, what else he called a slut bitch? I don't like all that shit.
Oh, yeah. She don't like all that shit?
Nah.
Okay, can we talk about the purpose of this?
I don't know the purpose of the video, but I think it's just funny.
Is he dissing someone? Or that he talks a lot of strong language now coming from Mr. West.
You know he moved back home, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, in court.
Dude,
Kanye said he wants you to come visit him in the crib. Man, he back home, man. He back home.
He's on the west side, right?
No, he's outside. But you know what? He ain't finna stay out south like that. No. You know what I'm saying? Like, he finna be in the suburbs.
He's gonna be in
Matson.
Right. He's gonna be up north.
Country Club.
Schaumburg.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's gonna be up north somewhere.
You know what I'm saying? He ain't coming back to the hood like that. You know what I'm saying? Kim said, I'm not living in Chicago either. Because everybody swore up and down like Kim's gonna come with me. Now,
like,
she said,
how
no.
How dare you ask me to go
LA
back to
is, LA is. Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? She'll visit Chicago, but
she'll visit here, but she's not in Chicago.
Yeah. Eating Harold's chicken without mild sauce is like a crime, though.
That's so.
Oh, you saw that picture, right?
Yeah.
That was horrible. And yeah, you should have told her, yo, you can't do that.
I'm tired of people coming here and just talking about Harold's chicken. We got way more restaurants. We got way better chicken.
But you think about it. That's like, we got Garrett's Popcorn. They talk about Garrett's. And then they talk about,
fine.
You know what I'm saying? They'll talk about Uncle Remus because Uncle Remus is like a stepchild.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know why, but you know, Uncle Remus got some.
Yeah, they got five.
Banging ass chicken.
I prefer
Uncle Remus.
Yeah. You know, I haven't had
Uncle Remus in a minute. You know what I'm missing, though, is Leon's barbecue. We don't have that anymore.
For real?
Yeah.
I ain't doing that.
Joe's been gone, man. They had one on 59th Street.
But Joe's Barbecue, yes.
Joe's Barbecue?
Yes. Joe's Barbecue. And Toys. It's on
the website. I know, Toys in Chicago, yeah.
Oh, my God. It's Toys.
Nah, I'm Taste Buds.
Taste Buds.
Taste Buds.
Yeah.
No, this ain't Philadelphia, but they Phillies are off the chain.
Yeah, Taste Buds.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's the spot.
But, yeah, they got to stop. They got to stop just talking about Harold so much, man.
It's just like when they go to L.A., they talk about In-N-Out and what's the other one that Kanye brought here? The other burger joint. Who was
fat,
in it? Fat Burger. Yeah, Fat Burger. Yeah. And they didn't even do too good here. That was at Orland Park. That went down quick.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But shout out to Mickey Halstead. He got a restaurant called Mickey's Grill. It's dope. Oh man, she fine, brothers. she doing babies do. No, but yeah, man. Shout out to Mickey for that, man. I gotta go out there because he have a wonderful looking. Actually, he have a vegan burger that actually look real good, brother. I'm not lying. Look real good.
I'm not a fan of vegan burgers. They never.
They look good though. This I think if you try it, I haven't tried, but the way it looked like a real burger. It looked real good.
My gym, they have a cafe in it. They do vegan burgers. They make them real good.
See, dude, your brother didn't try to get into vegan. See, I'm slowly getting there. I'm slowly.
What's up, man?
Duke been getting on me like for 2 years. And then he talk about he laid up, but then he go ahead and say, what you eat? What you eat, though? I'm telling him I'm working out. What you eat, though? Yeah, what you eating? I'm like, dude, I'm eating good. I'm still fat.
That's like 80 to 90% of the diet is what you eat.
You know, I'm most definitely. The thing is, gotta stop drinking. You know,
yeah.
That you know what I'm saying.
That's gonna be hard.
No, that adds be a lot of sugar, a lot of flour.
They got vegan liquor, but that I think that's defeats the purpose. That's like horrible.
You know, what's a good liquor to drink when you you trying to diet or stay healthy is sake.
That shit's
horrible. Take shots of sake.
You know what you do? We should do Yanni.
Yanni.
Need something. Yeah. Yanni. We need Yanni.
Old bushel.
But yeah. But that was a good show, man. Like, yo, we've been busting these good shows out. Like, I'm loving this. Y'all, the next couple of months is gonna be off the chain, y'all. I can't wait to, you know, we got what, 2.5 more months in the year?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, we just started.
This year going by too fast.
Too quick. Your daughter will be 17 before you know. Look at her. Hey, mom, she's like, you know, I'm not. But yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, but time is going by fast, man. It's getting cold. We getting older.
We are in the autumn fall.
And y'all, we forgot to do this last week. Happy belated birthday, Toria. Her birthday was last week.
Belated birthday.
And you know,
thank you.
She's 45.
Minus 20.
Sorry. Nah, she's 45.
Whatever.
But yeah, so happy belated birthday,
thank
mama.
Thank you so much.
Turn up for what?
God.
You know, but.
Virgo season. Well, yeah.
Oh,
Virgo
my
season's
God.
Been over.
And Virgo.
I know, right?
Excuse me.
They're cool, though.
Do not.
So, I know one who's cool.
How
are you?
You know,
like,
close your face.
There you go. How does Duke talk?
Duke. I used to have a poop and now it's gone. My voice is all deep and I'm tall. Look at my tattoos.
Look at my tattoos.
He has meaning, but whatever, you know, it's natural. I used to play basketball.
Are we done? Let's wrap this up.
Alright, man. Hey, y'all talk about social right quick. Dude.
You can catch me on IG.
You can catch me.
March 1st_Pisces 2nd. Thinking about changing that though.
That's cool.
You can catch me on Twitter. It's Quartz Psy. I'll be on all of them.
Yeah.
Catch me outside.
Tori.
Right.
So you can catch me on Instagram, PGT93. PEACHYT93. Twitter, PGT. Snapchat, same PGT. And yeah.
And y'all know y'all can catch our boy on Instagram and Twitter and Snapchat. All of his Preppy Boy for Life. PREPPYBOI, the number 4. LYFE, and you can also check us out on the Preppy Boys World, the podcast on Instagram, Preppy Boys World. If you find me on Instagram, you'll find Preppy Boys World the podcast. So I'm not gonna spell out all that shit for y'all, but y'all, I appreciate y'all being here. Y'all could have been anywhere in the world listening to this, any time of the day listening to this, any time of the season listening to this. But we greatly appreciate y'all. And if y'all rocking with us, please hashtag Preppy Boys World on Twitter, Instagram, and you know, tag us. Let us know you rocking with us. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate everything. You can download the podcast You can download the podcast with our podcast on there.
Yes.
You download iHeartRadio, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple, Google, Breaker. You can catch us on all that. Man, we everywhere. You can listen to us on YouTube as well. Visuals coming real soon.
Can't wait.
And y'all gonna love it, man. You know what I'm saying? There's gonna be more. You know what I'm saying? I'm excited. I'm excited for what
Show
the future has for us and everything. And God is truly in the blessing business. I wish y'all love, peace, and all that other good stuff. Holler at y'all next week.